Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Everything you need to know about the AEW video games, plus WWE launching a talent agency, and is The Rock about to become the Scorpion King again? For Wednesday, November the 11th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. If you are doing your Christmas shopping online, which I think most of us are right now, what with the whole COVID thing, you can get some cash back when you buy from places like Amazon, eBay, and Argos, thanks to Quidco. In fact, if you sign up to Quidco right now at cultaholic.com/cashback, you get a fiver on us, paid into your bank or your PayPal account. Get cash back when you buy online this Christmas at Quidco. Sign up now at cultaholic.com/cashback.
What I've been hearing is that you fans want a game that's a little something more like No Mercy. A little something like Virtual Pro Wrestling. And we've been working around the clock, literally 24 hours, to give you a very special sneak peek of the actual AEW game coming to current and next-gen consoles.
I want to assemble the best team of mobile game developers to make the best mobile wrestling game.
Think you can do better? GM Mode is back and better than ever. Sign your favorite AEW wrestlers and start building your league. Book your own matches and watch the action unfold. See how you're booking scores in the rating system. Manage your cash flow, fans, and locker room morale, or else you'll be down for the count.
Build. Plan.
Fight.
Win.
Be a champion.
Prove you've got what it takes in AEW Elite General Manager.
Say what you want about All Elite Wrestling, but they know how to tickle the fancy of long-suffering wrestling fans, don't they? Dropping in the name No Mercy when talking about video games. Oh, Kenny Omega, you cheeky one, you. So last night, AEW Games made their official announcements of the projects they've got underway, and we have got for you everything that you need to know. So Kenny Omega, as well as Aubrey Edwards, Cody Rhodes, all dressed like Steve Jobs, turned up on stage to talk about two wrestling game projects that AEW Games are currently working on. Kenny Omega came out first to talk about the AAA title being released on current and next-gen consoles, a wrestling game built around the idea of having fun playing a wrestling game. Kenny Omega also said the game coming out, which hasn't got an official title yet other than the AEW video game, is inspired by WWF No Mercy and Virtual Pro Wrestling. Also calls up influence from NBA Jam and NFL Blitz. It's being developed by Yuke's, the company behind WWF No Mercy for the N64, and also Hideyuki Iwashita, who is the director behind No Mercy, is part of the development team. Shut up and take my money. We got a little sneak peek of the game last night as well. We saw some brief footage which is obviously it's early game development stuff, so not to be taken with a pinch of salt, essentially. But it looks good. We saw Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho. We also saw Hikaru Shida wrestling in there as well. So from that, we can glean that it's going to have, whilst it is a No Mercy style game, it's certainly going to have some big graphics to it as well. And also, the presence of Shida and Kenny Omega fighting suggests there'll be some intergender matches in this as well. This is an interesting one to point out, because it's something that WWE games have moved away from completely. Anybody that plays the 2K games will know that if any male-on-female violence occurs in that game, the match immediately ends. So at least here, they're giving you the option to maybe do some intergender stuff. That's certainly the way that it goes. So that is the that is what we get for the AAA game. It looked a little bit like WWE All-Stars, as Aiden, our news hound, noted at cultaholic.com. And it's just, I'm very intrigued by this one. Very intrigued by this one. The other one they're working on is called AEW Elite GM. Now, this is being developed by Crystallized Games, who are an excellent mobile game development company. And it's going to allow people to book AEW, essentially. You get access to all aspects of AEW, from booking matches, designing the roster, and running the company, so you generate revenue and your matches and your shows get star ratings. So it's going to basically be a football manager for professional wrestling. Obviously, we're spoilt in that department with Total Extreme Wrestling. So it's interesting to see another company getting in on that. And plus that desire to do GM mode again. And we arc back to former WWE games, which gave you the GM mode, the chance to run the promotion. Something that WWE games have moved away from in recent years. So what I like about what AEW are doing here is they are giving long-standing wrestling fans stuff from previous video games that they loved that they don't get anymore. That being the general manager mode and a No Mercy influence. They made lots of really good points during this press conference yesterday. Now, as it stands, both games are set to be released in 2021. Don't know exactly when yet, but I would imagine middle of next year we'll probably see them, I do believe. So we will see where we go from there. Also, another one being developed is AEW Casino Double or Nothing, which is going to feature AEW-branded versions of slot machines, poker, roulette, and blackjack. Now, that is expected very, very soon. That's being developed by Karma Games. So, whilst it's not a massive wrestling product, it's certainly some AEW-branded stuff that's coming out on the mobile very, very soon. So, there you go. That's what AEW are cooking up right now. Some exciting things happening from this press announcement yesterday. You can follow them at AEW Games on Twitter when they know more about it. Plus, you can watch footage from the games right now at cultaholic.com. WWE are launching an in-house talent agency. So it was revealed yesterday after an ad went out for a talent brand manager. And this appears to be early steps into the company operating basically as their own management firm for talents running outside projects. So last month, WWE told all independent contractors to cease third-party projects. They plan to bring Twitch platforms and such in-house. And this is a part of that process. So they are looking for a talent brand manager to head this up. Now, according to the job application, the successful candidate will develop and execute growth strategies for talent brands, drive opportunities for talent brands internally and externally, and collaborate with talent third parties to solicit and assess new opportunities. So this is basically saying you'll be hired to our management team and we will work with you to build third-party brand integration, and we'll build third-party collaboration with it as well. It is also worth noting, and this is merely some commentary by me, some editorial by me, this could be a way that WWE get around the whole independent contractors issue. Now, it was said by Andrew Yang before the election that should Joe Biden win, they will investigate WWE classing their talent as independent contractors, something that has been very much an issue for many for a long time, something that Alexa Bliss defended this week. Surely by having the wrestlers hired through a management company owned by WWE gets them out of that sticky discussion. See what I'm saying? More on this when we get it at cultaholic.com.
Come on, Coach, get the coach alive!
I gotta be honest, this is all a little bit new to me.
Trust me, Cole, you don't want to see Coach dance. He's got less soul than most corpses.
Well, Coach, you watch NXT, you would enjoy No Way Jose and his conga line. He's brought it to Monday Night Raw.
I'm just saying, it's never been right in front of me for me to experience the energy and the excitement. And every person in this arena is on their feet and dancing in some way, shape,
I'm sure Jose didn't have a hard time assembling this conga line. Probably spent about 5 minutes down on Bourbon Street and found the biggest group of maniacs he could.
No Way Jose's about having fun until the bell rings. And then he gets down to business.
No Way Jose didn't really get a massive shot in the main roster, did he? I feel like there was some love for him in NXT, but when he got to Raw, it was just kind of, he just fizzled out and then vanished. He was let go from the company during the layoffs back in April. But Fightful Select are saying today that there could be interest in bringing No Way Jose back into the company. This follows from WWE trademarking a name which is connected in some way to No Way Jose. So WWE had a trademark filing this week for The Way. That was made earlier on this month, actually. The report notes that many people in NXT and in parts of WWE believe that the trademark The Way is intended for No Way Jose. It was filed on the 5th of November under the Entertainment Services classification with the Patent and Trademark Office, which means they'll be using it for character work and outside stuff and marketing and all that, you know, the usual stuff. No further details known on how WWE plans to use it officially, but sources suggest that this may lead to a return for No Way Jose. I get it. He's a guy that has the look and the vibe that I think Vince McMahon will go for. Whatever reason, the No Way Jose gimmick didn't really land on Monday Night Raw. So he has online certainly been doing stuff to come out of his shell a little bit more, some more character work. So maybe we'll see if he ends up coming back, maybe an edgier version of No Way Jose, presumably called The Way. Maybe.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You are fast running out of time to get your hands on some Cultaholic merchandise that is gone very, very soon, including the commemorative Hell in a Smell trilogy t-shirt. We're down to single digits for these now. So if you want to get your hands on one before they are gone forever, you can get it. Plus, brand new Cultaholic t-shirts, hoodies, and lapel pins. Yeah, yes, including the one that you're in as well, Barry.
I get a cut from that, don't I?
Yeah, you'll get a cut.
Want a check?
I'll... Can 60, we talk 40. About this after?
I just want to make sure I get a cut of this, man. Yes, the action.
All right.
Okay, cool.
Last chance to buy some of these items at cultaholicshop.com. Rey and Dominic Mysterio were Lillian Garcia's guests on Chasing Glory, the podcast that has now moved to the WWE Network. And Rey talked about a whole bunch of things, including the future he has in ring. And he says, I'll be 45 in December. I don't see myself going past 50. My body feels great right now because I've been doing new methods of therapy, including stem cells, hyperbaric chambers, cryo chambers, a lot of things that benefit me. I think that's given me more longevity. And he says, once you enter WWE, you can't go any higher than this. This is where I've always envisioned myself finishing my career. So he says that he's got about 5 years left, he reckons, less than 5 years, and he definitely wants to wrap up his time in WWE. We're surely building to a Rey versus Dominic Mysterio match where the torch is inevitably passed. The United Wrestling Network seems to be on a bit of a run of changing NWA championships. So, just to give you how this runs down, we had in the last 4 weeks, we had Zicky Dice losing the NWA television title to Elijah Burke. We had Trevor Murdoch beating Aaron Stevens for the NWA national title. Thunder Rosa losing the NWA Women's World Championship to Serena Deeb. And last night, we had the NWA tag team titles change hands as Eli Drake and James Storm lost the belts to Aaron Stevens and JR Kratos. Kratos revealed as the question mark before the match got underway. So that's another NWA power mystery resolved there, quite possibly. This is the first reign for Stevens and Kratos as champions. Storm and Drake, they've been champions since January back at Hard Times, so a good run for them. But with NWA power still in limbo, I guess we'll see more of these NWA changes of the guard as part of UWN. Monday Night Raw had a strong start and dipped throughout, it seems. So they were up against the NFL shows on ESPN, New York Jets, New England Patriots game, head-to-head, doing very, very well against a lot of things on television last night. It led to Monday Night Raw overall being up from last week, 1.69 million viewers on average, starting strong at 1.85, and by the third hour down to 1.53. So just hanging in there. Last year at the same weekend, actually, Raw set its all-time record low numbers. They haven't done that this time, so I think that counts as a win. Impact putting on Turning Point on the Impact Plus app this weekend. Two more matches added to it on Impact Wrestling last night. Jordynne Grace reluctantly teaming with Tennille Dashwood to face Rosemary and Taya Valkyrie. All roads lead to the Knockouts Tag Team Title Tournament starting next week. Eddie Edwards is going to be facing Daivari as well. Former WWE star Daivari made his return to Impact at Bound for Glory. He was in that Call Your Shot gauntlet. So they will go one-on-one this Saturday. Also this Saturday, Moose is going to be facing Willie Mack. That should be a barn burner. Brian Myers taking on Hornswoggle. Well, Swoggle, as he's now known. As well as the North defending the Impact Tag Team titles against the Good Brothers. Su Yung puts the Knockouts Championship on the line against Deonna Purrazzo in a no disqualification, anything goes match. And at the top of the show, Rich Swann defending the Impact World Championship against former champ Sami Callihan. Also some news from Impact last night. It looks as if the Rascals are on their way out. After a couple of years with Impact, they announced yesterday that next week will be their final week. They're going to be teaming up with Rich Swann in tag team action to round out their time with the company next week. They've been with Impact Wrestling for about 5 years now, of Wentz and Xavier. They added Trey Miguel to their gang in 2018. And after 2 years of Rascals-flavored goodness, they're off to other things. Start the AEW rumors here. Haku Machete, if you smell... Yeah, that's from the Scorpion King from 2002. And looks as if the movie's coming back. Deadline reporting that Dwayne The Rock Johnson is producing a reboot of the Scorpion King, the movie that made him in Hollywood. Now, on the question of whether or not The Rock will play the eponymous King of Scorpions, the answer seems to be no. He is quite happy as the producer. He and his company, Seven Bucks Productions, are going to be running the show rather than acting in it. Dwayne spoke to the people at Deadline.com and said, "The Scorpion King was my very first role ever on the silver screen. I'm honored and excited to reimagine and deliver this cool mythology to a whole new generation. I wouldn't have had the career I'm lucky enough to have had it not been for The Scorpion King. I'm thrilled that we at Seven Bucks Productions can help create those same opportunities for other hardworking actors today." So a shot of tequila to Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who is bringing back The Scorpion King. A brand new episode of Straight to Hell is on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now as Ross sat down with Rocky Romero ahead of Talking Shop Mania 2 this weekend. Rocky talks about a whole bunch of things happening in the wrestling world, and he picks some things to send straight to hell. If you haven't watched Ross chatting with Rocky Romero yet, you can do so on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. On the Cultaholic podcast feed later today, it's a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps featuring OTT star of Irish wrestling, Terry Thatcher. He's picking three wrestling matches to watch while stranded on a desert island and talking about life growing up in Ireland and the Irish wrestling scene as a whole. At thecultaholic.com right now, more details on AEW's video game releases, including footage of AEW's AAA title coming to next gen and current gen consoles very, very soon. You can find that at cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done now, okay.
Can we talk about this now?
All right, okay, so you will get a cut.
60-40.
It's not going to be 60-40, though.
All right.
That's too much.
65-25.
That's not even good maths, mate.
Yeah, it is.
It's not. That doesn't add up properly.
Before we say any more numbers, I'm going to call management.
All right, hon, you do that. Didn't need to slam the door. Okay. All right. Where did I save the album art the other day? I can't.
Did I leave my glasses in here?
You don't wear glasses.
Oh, okay.
Fuck. Hang on, I'm still recording.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.